T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get serious now. We're still sampling your opinion on Harper and what his teammates should have done when he started screaming at a man who may have ended his season. We'll be dealing with that further. We have a big story that we broke earlier in the show. Seth Joyner has left the pre- and post-game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. If you would like to recall the great job he has done on those shows and the loss that will be for us as Eagles fans. And we are about to embark on the most amazing story I've ever heard. A Major League Baseball team is instructing its star players not to run hard to first base. Tony La Russa's 79.
Jeez.
His Chicago White Sox. Unbelievable story. We got a guy who can cover all of it, Al, because he has two great podcasts. Rhea, how great are his podcasts? Here they are right here.
Yes, Hitting Season.
At Eagles Pod, Eye on the Enemy. He also writes for the Good Fight PH, A-I-G-H-T, and Bleeding Green Nation. The great John Stolness is on the line with us. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Johnny, if Harper is out for the year, is the season over for the Phillies?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it is. Because you take Harper away, you still have a $200 million roster, right? And you this offseason, you went and you got Kyle Schwarber, and you went and got Nick Castellanos, and Castellanos has, without question, struggled. But there is enough offense in this lineup to get along without Bryce Harper. It without a question, it hurts. I'm worried about it, but I do think there's enough here that if Bryce Harper is lost for the season, if they can overcome the emotional toll, that they can still win. They can still put up enough runs to win.
John Johnson on his overnight show and again on our show indicated that he feels Snell was headhunting. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think so. I think he was just trying to pitch inside. I mean, we talk about all the time about pitchers being afraid to pitch inside, and I think one just got away from him. Bryce Harper said after the game, they've been playing against each other since they were 10, 11 years old. And so I think you could see his reaction right away. Snell appeared upset that he hit Harper the way he did. He knew it was bad.
But what about Bryce's reaction, which was to get angry at Snell? At that moment, John, don't your teammates come out because you're the star player and their season has been endangered? All the players sit on their ass. There was a brawl yesterday in the Seattle-LA game. Don't you come out because he's angry at the guy?
I don't know if you come out because he's angry at the guy. I think he was frustrated at knowing that the injury was bad. If you're a player, I think you know in that spot, he's probably not throwing at your teammate. I don't think Bryce would have wanted his teammates to come out and make more of it than it was. I'm the way it all played out, the Phillies won that game. They won yesterday. I don't know that they needed to come out and to get after Snell and get in his face, because I think everybody recognized in the moment that it was an accident.
Kind of a wimpy response there, Stolness, but I'll let it go.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Ange.
Well, that's what I took from that. All right, The Phillies bullpen. This doesn't make a bit of sense. The Phillies bullpen recorded 34 consecutive outs. Nobody got on base. That's more than a perfect game by 7 outs. Right now they're on a run of 40 out of 41. Please explain.
See, now you said it out loud, and you've scared them away. You know, it's like when you try to approach a squirrel, and they run away up into a tree. Now you've ruined it. You've ruined the whole thing. You know, it's amazing. Nick Nelson yesterday going more than 3 innings. I mean, who saw that coming? Jose Alvarado has been on target, and then Velotti with the save yesterday. It's really amazing. And if these guys can harness their command, they've got stuff. These guys all have, you know, Bilotti's got good stuff. Alvarado's got good stuff. Knievel, if he rediscovers his curveball, has good stuff. And he's looked good in his last few outings. If they can get him on track, that would certainly be a big help. And so I don't think the stuff has ever not been there for these guys. It's the command. It's the walks. And if they can stop walking, guys, they can be effective.
Jonesy, I got an aside to Keith Jones. Jonesy, yeah. Should I be concerned that it appears John Stolness is approaching squirrels?
Yes, you got to be careful. I had a pet
squirrels.
I had a pet squirrel.
John, I'm not going any further with that. John, right. I got to move you over for a minute to the Eagles because this thing is killing me. It's killing me. The Eagles have shut down their offseason 2 weeks early at the urging of their medical staff. What do you think of that?
I think it's okay. I'm not worried about. But here's what I'll say about this. If this coming season they look unprepared, if they are dealing with a rash of injuries, and we can look back at what they've done this offseason, and we can look at that as a culprit. I think that's the time to get upset about it. For me personally, they were very healthy last year, coming after an offseason in which they scaled things back quite a bit. When Doug Peterson was here, all we talked about were all of the injuries that this team went through. And last year, they were pretty darn healthy. So a lot of teams around the NFL are doing this. This seems to be the wave. New head coaches, newer head coaches, and the medical staff are looking at this, and they're saying that this is the way we think we can keep players fresher. You have to keep in mind there's an extra NFL game now during the course of the season. So there's just one extra regular season game they've got to keep attuned for. So I have no problem with this until I see that it is a problem.
Let me move it to the next level, because this was a decision made by the medical staff of the Eagles and adhered to by Nick Sirianni, probably against his will, but he did it. Now we've got another medical decision being made by the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox have instructed five players: Andrew Vaughn, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, A.J. Pollock, and Louis Robert, they have five best players. They have advised them, John, not to run hard to first base for fear they could pull a muscle. Are we now giving too much authority to the doctors?
Well, in this case, I think we are. When you're talking about an off-season program, that's one thing. When you're talking about in-game, in the course of naturally playing the game, and you're telling players not to run hard, not to hustle, what's the rule in the NFL? Like, if you're playing not to get hurt, you probably will get hurt.
Yep.
And that's when we're talking about in-game action. And I imagine it's the same with any sport. If you're working hard not to get hurt, you probably will find a way to get hurt. And when it comes to running hard to first base, I agree you don't have to run with your hair on fire every single time, but if you're running hard, you're putting pressure on the shortstop. You're putting pressure on the second baseman. You're putting pressure on the outfielders who may be converging on a fly ball and they have miscommunication, and you can get an extra bag out of it. There are tangible reasons from an athletic standpoint, from a winning standpoint, to hustle to first base every single time out of the box. And making that part of your team's culture trickles down into other areas. And I hate it. I think it's a terrible move, and I think it's a losing team move.
I'm looking forward to asking it of Jason Kelce on Wednesday, because we're going to be with him at the Ocean Drive in CL City. John, Jason Kelce, what is it about him that is connected so well with the city of Philadelphia?
Well, for one thing, he's an incredible player. You look at how big he is, and you see how athletic he is, and how fast he can move, and how effective he still is at his age. You just marvel at the athleticism of someone who does not look like an athlete whatsoever. And you see what he's done as part of a championship team. And you take that and you put that. That's one thing. But then it was the speech after the Super Bowl. When he went on the Art Museum steps and he was dressed in the Mummers uniform, so clearly embracing the culture of the city. And then he delivers that speech, the legendary speech, which no one will ever forget. That was the moment when he stepped onto those steps and he was dressed in a Mummers uniform and went through the entire roster talking about how awesome everybody was. That is the moment the city fell in love with him. And he just continues to say the right things. He continues to do the right things. And it's not pandering. This is just who the guy is.
Yeah.
He's so comfortable with the media. He's comfortable with you guys. There's a lot of players who aren't comfortable coming on talk radio, who aren't comfortable speaking to the media, and it just fits him like a glove. It's a perfect marriage.
John Stolness, tremendous. You redeemed yourself with some of that wimpy stuff early on, Stolness. Thank you as always, John. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.